This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Have the C-Note here for you. Cowboys news of the evening. What a day. As you have Mike McCarthy responding to Jerry Jones talking about we have bad plays or bad play calls. You have a lot of talk about the Cowboys situation at the Star running fan tours while guys are working. Sometimes I feel like that, you know, here at the radio station when they swing by people by the windows, you know, they're
I'll
waving
tell you
at
what.
You.
If I had to vote the people we work with,
yeah,
the people that
would have had an anonymous quote in this story.
No. The people the people that are happiest to see people
yeah.
on their job.
Yeah.
Eric and Zach.
Eric and Zach. Eric and Zach.
Well, Eric will be in the middle of an interview
yeah.
with Aaron Andrews, and he will rip his headset off to take a picture with somebody
yep.
at the pregame show.
Man of the people.
He is a man of the people.
I'd say Chiefs the people's champ.
He is and I him
far too kind.
Tomorrow we'll be out on the road and I guarantee you could walk up and me and Dawson will be looking
mid-segment.
Like we will like Dawson, I'll be looking like we're like looking at our stock portfolio.
yeah. And, why it might be.
And, yeah. and Eric and Zach will be jumping around just hugging people.
We're not calloused yet, you know. We do love a good Tolo bro hug.
Well, most of the Tolos are awesome people.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But you would love,
well,
like,
I mean, we had a couple angry.
If you got interviewed for this article, you guys would go, "Oh, gee, the fans are great people."
Yeah,
we
love
interacting
fans. With our fans.
Love the fans.
Good. Yeah,
love being around the fans.
Tolos are the best. And tomorrow, hey, maybe we even get a little overtime. Maybe we hang out and watch some Mavs basketball against the Spurs.
Are you talking about a Richardson Bar and Grill?
Tomorrow,
ooh,
2 to 7.
That's going to be special. Early start.
6:30 tip. We get yeah. to watch the game together. Maybe, just maybe, if the brews are flowing a little bit. I'm not that far from the house being in Plano from Richardson.
Right.
Maybe we just stay and watch the Mavs go 1-0 on their way to 82-0 together.
I think we have to sit tight. We have the stamina for four quarters. We got fresh legs.
I'm in on this.
We're not just going to stick around for just the tip.
I think
embarrassing.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing. You guys will do the whole 48 minutes of fun right there with the Tolos.
I like what you
I believe
there.
It. Yes.
All the way around the rim.
Okay.
We're not soft.
So
the big soft.
You know, to me, both
hey, how's it going, man? Good to see you. Yeah. The guy. I love you down there. Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, when you're on the sidelines, do you feel like you need to.
Hey, you. Nice jersey.
Yeah.
Love
well,
you, man.
Here's the truth
hey,
about the pregame
try
show.
This piece
oh, it's
of
probably the same for the postgame show in the Miller Lite Club, I would assume.
The
Brad, do you feel like when you're calling a game that you kind of lose track with what's going
hey! Yeah. I see you, man. You're my guy. I love you.
Okay, Brad, I'm back with you. Yeah.
Yeah, if Chief was on the Cowboys, I don't think he'd be able to get a workout in. He'd be jumping out of that gym and, hugging the fans.
Talking about distraction.
I so appreciate him being
stopping
there.
Mid-set to go dap up with the fans.
Yeah.
It's just because in the pregame, everybody, Broadus is the mayor of the Miller Lite West Plaza. Everybody wants to talk to Broadus.
And you're running
no one
against
cares.
Him.
And I'm just simply, I'm trying to give someone the experience of 5 seconds of acknowledgement. Broadus will have it, keep his headset on, keep his head down, and do his best not to make eye contact, and he will completely ignore the people that want now, to his credit.
That's
oftentimes,
fair.
These people are coming up to him we might be in the middle of a segment.
They do want to talk to him for like 15 minutes.
They want to, yes, they want to talk his ear off for sure. And this is men, women,
children. I am so happy you're there,
this
though. No, seriously, I'm happy.
No, because somebody's got to just be the voice in the wave of, like, I'm like the broadest messenger. Like, hey, man, he loves you. He's dialed right now. It's a game day. You know, I'm making excuses for him because he wants nothing to do with them.
He's watching tape right now.
He's literally.
I tell you what,
he's not in the barn until kickoff.
A lot of it's bet payoff situation.
Stressing through the nooners.
And I'm watching Cleveland down in the red zone, like, bad snap, and I'm just, like, losing my grip.
No, it's very difficult to do a pregame show during the witching hour. Okay, yes. we can all appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And we, especially with Survivor picks on the line and just your desire to watch Scott Hansen do his thing while you're trying to host the show.
I'm so happy you're there. I'm so happy. Seriously.
I'm your meat shield for the fans that want to come up and just make out with you. You get the drunk people in the Miller Light Club post-game now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're also like, Brian, and one guy looks straight at Brian and says, I know you. I don't remember your name right now, but I know you and I love you. Yeah. And it's like, we're ghosts over here. We don't exist. But Brian, the people love you and you don't want to give them the love back.
No. It's like, I'm nervous about giving them the love back because, like I said,
then it's a conversation.
Then all of a sudden it turns into, like, Eric's looking at me like, next question's yours, bro.
Well, I do feel like some of us should be,
a little bit more, sit down, in
light of the Cowboy story, though, that, you know, those players feel a little bit, too observed, Brian. Yeah. I think maybe you should have a little bit more sympathy for the players.
I do have
than you did in the opening segment.
Broadus is a bit of a zoo animal out there.
Yeah.
No,
during the pregame,
I will walk when, like, there when I walk by with people because these. I'm serious. These folks are told that if you have any interaction with people like Jerry or whoever's walking by,
you get tased, right?
You get tossed.
You feel like you should put a sign up on your broadcast table with that same message?
No.
Any attempt to make eye contact?
I got Eric. I appreciate Eric being there. Thank God he's there because seriously.
Well, we all know our role. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Broadus is bringing lunch on Sunday, if I got to be his meat shield, so damn be it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's hilarious how we're like in the middle of a broadcast. Seriously. Yeah. Like, Aaron, it was a tough game. Hey, Chip! Yeah! You're my guy. You're my guy.
Yeah, send me your number.
Yeah. Yeah, you see Broadus over here?
Yeah.
He's your guy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about that. Love you, man.
Think about that.
Broadus appreciates it. Trust me. Everything's cool.
No, Brian doesn't
Sorry he's not
you.
Making eye contact or acknowledging you in any way here, but he definitely loves you.
At the next pre- and post-game show, of course, the trade deadline will be quite a topic of conversation, Brian.
Yeah.
No, you're good. I just wanted to pay
Make
off
sure
of
you come
tease
up and
here.
Ask
Got the last 5 minutes.
Brian about the.
I thought we'd squeeze that lemon. Yeah. That was a mighty tasty lemon. You know, mm-hmm.
I went too far.
Ask Brian.
No, that was good. Worth the squeeze.
Perfect Make sure you go up and ask him tomorrow at Richardson Bar and Grill too. What he thinks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not like the other guys. I promise. Yeah. You know, I just want to tell you, I appreciate the work you've done.
I'm better than Dawson.
Seriously. Okay, so buyers or sellers at the trade deadline here. What do you think at 877-881-1053? No chance we could be buyers, right? That story is done. USA Today did a breakdown of all 32 teams. They say the idea Jerry would wave a white flag on the season's blasphemous, though.
Yeah.
And I agree. I just think he's going to try to gaslight the fans into thinking they're still contenders, but the story writes he just wound up sitting on his thumbs due to salary cap crunch, so maybe the value of inexpensive young players will be a lure as Micah Parsons careens towards where it's sure to be a stupidly big contract extension. I think that's our hope, that they're in such a salary cap crunch and they got to look at one of their players and say, hey, we'd rather have draft picks in the future than a guy that's about to cost us $40 million to just rush the passer, you know. Is 40 too much? Is 37, 35?
Yeah, it'll be the upper 30s.
There aren't many obvious trade candidates on this roster for whom others would be willing to give more than a late round pick. The more likely scenario is more inaction in Arlington or maybe even an ill-advised veteran addition. Which brings me to a topic I brought up last hour about this time. I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it. Isn't the Cooper Kupp thing kind of interesting because it's a trade for the next 3 years? Not just this year. We're not trying to fix this year. But you might kind of fix this year. If Cooper Kupp and CeeDee Lamb are together, I think the offense would operate much better. And his cap numbers are $14 million the next year and then $12 million the next year. And I believe the Rams eat all of the you know, prorated salary cap hits, you know. And that's why his cap number is so much bigger than his salary number. They were in restructures and bonuses that all accelerate against the trading team's cap when they move him. So you just have his base salary. That seems kind of like maybe the rare perfect trade, because when healthy, I don't know, is Cooper Kupp worth $35 million at this age? He's 31 years old. I think if he's performing like one of the best, that would be his value. And I'm not saying like I would want to give him that, but if the number is just 14 and 12 for a guy who might miss 8 to 10 games for you, I think that might be just what the doctor ordered if I'm sitting up there at the Star right now. I'm going like, hey, I know we don't want to trade for veterans. I know our cap situation is thin, but find me a guy who has more potential boom for the dollar than this guy has over the next, you know, 25 and 26.
You think I'm stupid? Do you?
What's your point?
If I could go get Cooper Kupp, you don't think he'd already be on this football team now, Dawson?
Yeah.
I don't think you can get players like that in season, just letting you know. So the fact that he's even available right now, it's news to me. I don't think the Rams are going to damn trade him. You don't think there's 31 other teams out there that would love to have Cooper Kupp on their team, Dawson? Making too much damn sense over there, okay?
Well, I just thought, Jerry, you know, you get an opportunity to get a guy who could really help you for less than half of his market value.
Yeah, well, just don't think. Do less thinking.
For a second-round pick. I mean, I know you guys have a scintillating record with your second-round picks.
You're like our young guys. We're going to stick with them.
Brian, can I get you to bite on this? I know, man. You would. You love Cooper Kupp, don't you?
Heck yeah.
I mean, he blocks as a wide receiver. He actually makes your running game better.
He might give you a little crackback block and a crack toss.
This trade would be better than Amari Cooper trade.
Oh, better than Amari.
See?
Well, the boom factor of it, the high end, if the stars align and you get the lightning
in a bottle. I mean, I'm not talking about giving up a one, but I'm talking about
a two.
If you made the trade, this would be better for you than the Amari Cooper trade. Well, when you were 3-4
You'd start winning now? Boom. Playoff team. We're winning the East, baby.
I just feel like that, you mean, you start to think about getting, how hard is it for this team to convert third downs?
Ooh, yeah.
How hard is it this team to play well in the red zone?
Dude, Cooper Kupp would get going from, you want to talk about a nightmare scenario, going from a wide receiver in a McSex offense to a big Mike offense. He's going to look around and go, wait, are you guys,
you want to know my next thing is?
Wide receiver meeting?
What coach can I get from the Rams, offensive coach, to be the head coach? Exactly. That would be my next.
Yes.
My next thought.
Yeah, can we get a sweetener with one of your assistant coaches? Yeah.
Who's the guy? Who's the lowest guy on your totem pole? That's going to be the next big head coach in the league.
Oh, no. Mm.
Big opportunity, but the Rams are smart. You know, they're like, we're not contenders. We're not going to be for a while. So
makes a lot of sense for the Rams.
You know, rip the Band-Aid off, get rid of our good players, get draft picks, and we'll see you soon. All righty.
I think you got to earn the right to be a buyer, and this team hasn't done it.
Yeah.
And
if you lose to San Francisco, you ought to think about selling if you can.
Just burn the boats.
Burn the boats.
Yeah, especially a wounded San Francisco team that's kind of there for the taking right now. Best chance you're probably going to have to beat them.
You're already playing young guys because of injuries, so don't worry about that anymore.
It's quite a pill to swallow as a Cowboys fan, just knowing that your team won't do that. Your team won't do what the Mavs did to get Luka and Lively, you know, because when you commit to that, when you commit to the rebuild, it makes you worse, and then you get to, like, pick in the top five maybe a couple of times. And now you have a chance to get a Hall of Fame edge or a tackle, you know? That's where, legitimately, like, the Hall of Famers are usually picked. You know, you're picking in the mids, right? We're picking 15, 16. You can get a Zach Martin, which the Cowboys did.
Yeah.
You can hit on a Travis Frederick like they did at the end of the first round, but it's rare that that happens. Usually it's you get your Tyron Smith at left tackle. And if they think they're going to go on a similar run of taking offensive linemen of, you know, what they were able to do 10 years ago, I think that's very tough to predict.
They honestly, with that, say that 12th pick, whatever, 10th pick, you could take any position and probably help this team, couldn't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
That would be very exciting.
Everything's on the board.
Very exciting.
Everything would be on the board.
Everything except for running back, obviously.
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding, though. Go after yourself.
I could see you at a Pluckers just losing your mind.
No! Hey, I'm your friend over here.
You're my guy. You're my guy.
You're my guy. No!
Tomorrow will be at Richardson Bar and Grill. Come say hi to Chief there in Campbell Road. We have G-Bag etched Stella Artois glasses.
They're nice.
And so much more for you. Sports Sounds of the Day is coming up at 4:40. That's a fun new segment we're doing. But top 10's next, Bully. What you got?
All right, it's National Horror Movie Day. Mm. Lucius's big day for you. Top 10 horror movies of all time. Do you like horror movies? Do they get you going? What's your favorite?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That's next.
Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car or truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. We'll see you at Richardson Bar and Grill tomorrow. We have Stella Artois, G-Bag glasses and flags, and it's going to be a time. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Here he is, Zach with an H. You're Willie Bull.
All right, we'll get to the top 10 best horror movies of all time. What's your favorite? It is Spooky Season, 877-881-1053. And it's National Horror Movie Day. I do want to just take a moment, talk a little baseball for a second. We got the World Series starting on Friday. Brian Cashman's been making the rounds here as the Yankees are back in the Fall Classic for the first time in 15 years. And he was on MLB Network's High Heat talking with Mad Dog, and he's getting a little bit annoyed about this 15-year thing. Oh, it's your first time in the World Series in 15 years. And this is what he had to mention, just to remind people on with Mad Dog.
Give me your thoughts here. Finally getting back and winning a pennant after a 15-year, I don't want to say drought, that's not fair, but you understand what I'm saying with a gap. How about winning a pennant? How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot, and I hate the 15-year thing because it doesn't it completely forgets and discounts that that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Tear him up, dude.
Wow. Well, 27 Yankees, he says, should have made the World Series instead of those cheating Houston Astros. Mm. Who ended up getting in over them. Both these franchises, of course, the Dodgers and the Yankees, hating the Astros for that 2017 season. You think Cashman's got a point here?
Absolutely do.
Definitely yeah. does. Definitely does. Now, have the Yankees been in their own? Have they had any type of Was there any questions about some of the stuff that they have done? Like, are they just squeaky clean here? I don't know that we can necessarily say that, but I certainly respect him acknowledging that we can't forget, because history will want to just forget that, hey, the Astros won it. Boom, 15-year drought. He needs to have that. You might say he's cranking up some type of excuse machine, but I think he's nailing this.
Yeah, I can hear that excuse machine idling, you know?
Right.
But I think it's in a low gear. You know, it's not extreme excuse machining. And the evidence kind of speaks for itself as far as how much better they were, you know, at home with the drum banging. Now, they weren't officially looped into this cheating era. I know there's a general suspicion that maybe a lot of teams were using it, but it was only Houston and Boston that were officially reprimanded.
I'm getting in real time photos of my baby in a hoodie for the first time, as it's now the fall weather that we're breaking.
Milestone moment for every child.
She actually got put in sweatpants for the first time. Like, I saw her wearing pants. Cute. That threw me off. I'm like, usually we're in a onesie here. Holy crap, you can wear pants. This is wild.
Dude, honestly, the onesies are a pain because trying to get the buttons
diaper
all
change.
Back after the diet. Yes,
the buttons
dude,
are the
you're
worst.
Like, oh my
it's the
gosh.
Zip. I have moved.
Oh, you've got
I have
the zip
moved
ones.
All to zip. Okay. If it's a button deal, Maya usually is going to take the reins on that. She has kind of taught me an easy way to do it, but I'm with you. The buttons are a pain in the butt, especially luckily Eliza's sleeping through the night really well. She's a great baby, but if you have to get up in the middle of the night and now I'm dealing with a diaper change, the buttons are the worst to have to deal with because it's dark. Now I'm doing things
they're
the
so
wrong way.
Small. You're like, how is this not clicking in right now?
Oh my gosh. And then you've done them wrong.
Or you've missed one and it's all weird.
It's the worst. It really, really is. And then the last bit of news I wanted to get to before the list, and this is like a big L. I thought about using this last week on Friday for Vegas Dell. Well, you did the morning show, Eric, but Scottie Scheffler is thinking of just reusing his 2023 Masters Championship dinner menu because he's going to do it. He won it again, so now he's the Masters Champion for 2025.
Yeah.
He's like, I might just reuse.
That's when you
did.
Know it was amazing. Everybody was like, oh my goodness, right? That's how I felt when I first had Texas barbecue. I was like, no, I thought I knew what barbecue was. I had no idea, and I want that again. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
You smell it in your fingertips, you know?
Yeah.
You got that little morsel, you know, in the back where your molars used to be before you had your wisdom teeth taken out, and one pops onto your tongue like an hour and a half later. You're like, oh my goodness, that is some damn good cuisine, son. That's what you say to Scottie Scheffler.
He did have a hell of a menu. It was cheeseburger sliders served Scottie style.
Fries in there?
Yeah, with firecracker shrimp, tortilla soup, Texas ribeye steak, or black and redfish, topped off with a warm chocolate chip cookie skillet for dessert. The family style sides were served with the main course, such as mac and cheese, jalapeno cream corn, fried Brussels, and seasoned fries.
Yeah, he was getting it done. You know,
I thought he did more of a Texas barbecue look. I guess that was Jordan Spieth.
Spieth
did
barbecue. That's an outstanding
point. Still
menu.
Stands.
Yeah,
an outstanding menu. But yeah, if you're Scottie, you change. You do some
like the
brisket.
Ribeye. I think you keep the ribeye, but you got to represent North Texas hard here.
We could change it up a little.
I'd say you think about looping in Matt from Meat Church.
Yep.
You know, Matt or you call our friends.
Brandon Hurtado.
Zavala's.
Zavala's. Yeah.
Get some Bedia tacos going in there.
Yeah.
Maybe
exactly.
some margaritas.
Yes.
Texas spin, frozen margs.
Maybe some like fancy nachos. We are the home of the nacho as well.
At least some Texas Twinkies.
Yes.
Oh, you got to have the Texas Twinkie. Absolutely. But we look forward every year to the new Masters menu. To think we're not going to get that.
That's true. It really,
really upsets me.
Gosh.
Scottie, if you're listening, and I know you are because you told all your balls off, do new menu.
Just throw a curveball in there.
Do it for us, Scottie. We can't even eat it.
Get after it.
But do it. All right, let's get into the list. Top 10 best horror movies of all time. Brian Broaddus, thank you very much for your feedback. Let's get to it. Do you guys enjoy the scary? Brian, I know, is out. Eric, after yesterday, I don't think you're very in.
No, I mean, I'm not. Yeah, horror movie. Like, I'm down to be like some level of
Psycho
scary
in this
movie
thing. Is Psycho in it? That is
Psycho has been on several lists that I was looking at today. Psycho's in it.
Okay,
1960.
No, but I'm out on.
I know you saw it though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Films. Yeah, Halloween.
Number one.
Halloween, 1978,
Halloween,
I believe.
Damn right, the original Exorcist.
Oh, I saw that.
All gonna get love on here. I think you've seen probably a lot of the ones on this list.
And that's why I don't go to anymore because
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that was the ender for me. What year was that? 1980. What?
1980.
Yeah.
The Omen, 1976. How about Night of the Living Dead in 1968? You were there at the premiere, I heard.
I was selling popcorn.
Night of the Living Dead is an amazing movie.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah. That's an honorable mention.
Very profound with a fantastic message.
All right, Lucius, educate the people.
No, this is not my genre. I do not watch horror movies. Not that I'm scared of them. They just don't do it for me. Okay. My old lady is running down a whole lot of horror movies for Halloween right now.
Yeah.
So we compromised. I found this series called Cursed Films. And it's about like strange occurrences or films that they think were cursed. Something happened during production. Maybe people died.
Like the Wizard of Oz?
Like the Wizard of Oz. They cover that situation. Yeah.
So is this, where can I find this? I might start this tonight.
Shudder? I found it on Shudder.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Cursed Films. It's really good, Cursed bro. Films.
By the way, The Penguin is great.
Oh, it is.
You guys turned me on to that. I appreciate that.
It's amazing. It really, really is. Okay, so here's some of the honorable mentions. You do have some of your modern days, like 28 Days Later. You have not seen that movie. That is a freaky movie.
Hmm.
It's like a zombie England, and that happens.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's a good
Cillian
one.
Murphy's actually in it from Peaky Blinders and Oppenheimer. He's fantastic.
Does the one with Will Smith where he's in New York, he's the only guy there fighting zombies, does that count as a horror movie?
Doesn't technically count. Good movie, though.
Scared the hell out of me.
Yeah. I Am Legend.
Yeah, great I Am movie. Legend.
That dog
scene. I want some suspense, you know? I don't want just slashing. You know, some suspense or some like dystopian future horror.
Okay.
You know, this kind of.
You wouldn't sit and watch Terrifier 2 and Terrifier 3?
Yeah, probably not. I like that Saw movie, though. Like the first three ones. The first three Saws.
Yeah, Saws on here is an honorable mention.
Okay.
Saws getting some love. Conjuring, of course, as an honorable mention. I think the first Conjuring is so good. The first Insidious, I think, is outstanding.
The first Conjuring is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
It's freaky. Carrie.
Carrie was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
We got some texts coming in. The Evil Dead, Sinister. Dude, Sinister from the 214 is not on here. That is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Frankenstein.
Really? Sinister is scarier than The Conjuring, dude?
It's different because it's not... The one scene that you're talking about here in The Conjuring is definitely...
That's the scene. Okay.
But there's parts in Sinister that are going to leave you like thinking about it. It's like a lingering what the bleep.
Okay.
Specifically one with the lawnmower. And if you watch it, you will know what I'm talking about. And it is totally effed.
Okay. Zombieland was great.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead was great. You know, if you want a little bit of like,
little
there
like
you go,
slapper.
Yeah, slapstick horror.
I'm down with Zombieland. That was awesome.
A medieval horror getting a text in here. The Crow, Bruce Lee died, 940. The Poltergeist, The Thing, getting texted in.
Halloween. Blair Witch, of course, is probably going to be
top Blair
three.
Witch is a good one. Absolutely.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes. Here's number 10 is Scream. The original from 96. They're still making the Scream
movies. That's a comedy movie, isn't it? Kind of a...
It's a horror. It's a horror slasher movie. Okay. It's got a little bit of humor in there, though. Absolutely.
Oh, the birds.
Nine is The Thing from 1982.
The Thing.
Eight is Silence of the Lambs.
That's a good one.
It's for Anthony Hopkins on that one.
Seven is Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 74.
I think cult classic, but overall cinematography, just an okay movie.
And that, did we find out that didn't take place in Texas?
It's like the 50th year anniversary or something this week. On this past week.
You know what? Then 74. That makes a lot of sense. Six is Psycho.
Yeah, there you go.
I haven't seen it.
Well, watch it.
The primary filming location was
Alfred Hitchcock.
An early 1900s farmhouse. Located on Quick Hill Road near Round Rock, Texas.
Ooh, okay. So it was filmed in Texas.
Yeah.
Top five, A Nightmare on Elm Street, 84. Yeah. Freddy Krueger, I think, is the most terrifying of these evil villains.
Yeah, I think about him all the time.
Jason Voorhees.
Terrifying.
Jason Voorhees on Halloween.
Oh, he has so much charisma, though.
Claws?
My man had jokes, you know what I mean?
He does, but idea that, like, I don't have a way to escape you. Like, as soon as I'm sleeping, which should be like a peaceful, this is me time now, Freddy Krueger is going to go into my dreams and murder me.
Yeah, he'll crack you a joke before he kill you, though.
It's true.
You'd be like, ah!
At least I'll die laughing, you know? Four is Alien.
You know, I think the thing about Krueger, though, is his weapon. It just seems so painful.
Yeah.
And, like, it wouldn't kill you immediately. He'd slash you. He'd poke you.
You're living
a
through.
Long, painful death from Krueger.
Oh. Yeah. Jason Voorhees is freaky, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Myers, there's just no way to kill him, it seems like. Mm. Three is Halloween, speaking of Michael Myers, 1978. The Shining at number two.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The Shining is good. Freaky.
Pet filled Center. Up Mount Hood, Oregon, right? About an hour from my house where I grew up. Yeah.
Number one, though, and we got some texts about the sequel, Pet Cemetery, who's also one of those Stephen King
ones.
Oh,
it was good. Book was better than the movie.
Read that. Bird Box, Jeepers Creepers, Cabin in the Woods, Rob Zombie's Halloween is amazing. strangers, paranormal activity, a lot of texts coming in here. The Village, Candyman.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't say it again.
Number one, though, best Green horror movie of all time, 1973, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The back bend.
Is that Hopkins as well?
Down the stairs.
Anthony Hopkins, is that as like a clergy or something?
No, I don't think he's in that one.
Somebody else.
Yeah, that's somebody else.
I'm not the movie guy. I should just sit those kind of things out.
I think you nailed it, whatever you
But said. You are our Freddy Got Fingered correspondent.
That's right. I got you on a couple of different movies from that era. Okay, coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, it's a sports segment that the Chief debuted yesterday. What do we got, Eric?
Sounds of the Sports Day featuring the Lie of the Week and many a drug test next year in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation coming up at 5 o'clock. We're talking with Joe Varden, covers the NBA for The Athletic. Here's Chief right here with some sports sounds of the day, buddy.
Yes, sir. Am I seeing this correctly from Nick Harris? Brandon Aubrey is officially selected. Yeah. On the 12-person jury?
That's felony happened. Trial.
Yeah.
Felony trial.
So do you think you can go kick on the weekends? Like, I guess you could get sequestered if it's bad enough, but it doesn't sound like it's that serious.
Yeah, he added in he should be back by Thursday or Friday. So okay. Hopefully they're not
just a couple day trial
super long, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could, like, get out of that. Like, Judge, sorry, I got to go.
Dude, if this was Dak, the Cowboys would make sure he's out of this. You know?
Yeah,
for sure.
This is the kicker. I guess they're like, this is no problem. You would think they would be able to step in some way and just be like, hey, come on, man. We don't need to be doing this. But that's not the case. And Butter is such a stand-up gentleman. They're like, yep, we want you on the jury here. Hey, that's going to make for some fun questions when he inevitably circles back for the Cowboys hour on a Monday and chops it up with Sham. That'll be a fun follow-up. All right. Sounds of the Sports Day. We start with the McAfee Show, Aaron Rodgers, and the booger eating allegations from Sunday night on the sideline. This is Aaron addressing them. I believe there is a lie in here, and I want to award it lie of the day if you guys will agree.
As far as the boogs goes, I've actually never eaten my boogers. That's one thing I'm very proud of.
That was your first time on TV?
Not one time? What about as a child? Had to happen.
Come on.
Had to happen.
No, I honestly haven't.
You're missing out.
Try it.
It looks...
Give it a go. Yeah.
It's great.
It's a tough look to try and defend because that video is a little incriminating.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I can tell you that there needs to be a side view that shows that there wasn't a boog that actually went in the mouth.
Okay.
It seems like I didn't get anything on that one. That's why I was just kind of like seeing what was going on. But it's a bad look.
He acknowledges the bad look of it. And he was not doing, I don't believe he was doing any booger eating there. Mm. But him saying that he never once in his entire life.
Yeah. There's no way you can know that.
Come on, dude. To say that you haven't in your whole life, even when you were a kid, I feel like that's a 100% situation. Brought us even you were
sure
you
why were, not I mean, yeah.
Come on,
should we ask his parents?
Can we get a hold?
That's low, Brodus.
I mean, maybe he's got the Terrence Howard gene where he remembers every moment.
I was just trying to kind of figure out if we could get to the bottom of the story. Ask his family.
Yeah. I think he is talking to the family again. Yeah. So maybe we could
ask. Yeah.
All right, last night the Celtics got off to a rocking start versus the New York Knicks. Here's Knicks guard Josh Hart with his thoughts on the matter.
NBA needs a drug test all the time, I'll tell you that. Because that was, I ain't never seen nothing like that before, man.
Never seen anything like that before in all of his years playing basketball, what he saw last night with the Celtics. They're an onslaught. They are the obvious favorite here to go ahead and win it again, and they have an outlook that could have them dominating for a few more years for sure. But last night was a reminder, oh yeah, these guys are legit.
Yeah, turn back the clock for Clay like 10 years and you got a shot, you know, if you're the Mavs. I don't know, maybe Najee Marshall can be that blend of outside shooting and defense, and yeah, I just think, you know, you're going to need something very unpredictable. Maybe it's a breakout from Lively into upper echelon, like superstar style, but I don't know if that's doable for him. I think he's going to be a very good, like, shot blocking, score you 10 points, grab you 10 rebounds type of center. I don't think that's a superstar. So who's the guy that could break out? I don't think it's Jaden Hardy. You know, that that beatdown in the finals was so convincing. You know, I imagine, you know, you give it your best shot. You believe, if you're internally with the Mavericks right now, you believe you can beat them. But I don't know if like an objective outside observer would agree. So I hate to say this. I'm definitely not rooting for it, Chief. I want to make that clear to Boston.
Yes.
But the only way the Mavs win the championship against that team is if they suffer more injuries.
And I think that's every other team in the NBA is saying that as well.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at the Celtics right now going, man, unless they have some type of banged up roster, and they even did to some extent in this run, and it didn't matter. So yeah, they're a true powerhouse right now. They're ridiculous.
I don't know if we still appreciate how great Drew Holiday is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure some people do.
He's awesome.
I mean, that was checkmate.
Yeah.
You know, when Milwaukee decided to trade for Damian Lillard, a chain of events was set in place that allowed Jason Tatum, you know, to emerge as an NBA champion.
Well, Josh Hart wants the NBA to drug test the Celtics. That's a good segue into a Patrick Beverley update live from the Israeli Basketball Premier League that he is in.
I've been playing great basketball. We've been playing great basketball. We won 4 in a row. Hmm. We just beat Jerusalem in Jerusalem. That was a vibe. After the game, I got drug tested. Had to take 11 drug tests. 11 Damn. Drug tests. Y'all heard me. 11 drug tests. They said the first 10 were I had too much water in my system. But, you know, I came off the Yom Kippur fast. So, but, yeah, I was there at 4 o'clock in the morning after the Jerusalem game. I didn't get home until, like, 5:14. 11 drug. I don't think y'all hearing me. I had to. In the cup 11 times. I had the piss in the cup 11 times. I was there at 4 o'clock in the morning. I got home from Jerusalem at 5:14. We had an 8 o'clock in the morning flight and a game the next day. And got another dub. So Euro vibe has been fun.
11 drug tests because they were all diluted the entire time, staying after until the wee hours of the morning. My goodness, Patrick Beverley. But he seems like he's having a good time out there. He's on a winning team. Winning cures all. You know, I'll pee as many times as it takes to be on a winner.
Sounds like he's immersing himself in the culture there. Did the Yom Kippur fast even.
Yeah, I mean, if he did the fasting, then I wouldn't dilute it. That was going to be bright yellow. There ain't no water.
You can't drink any water during the Yom Kippur?
Nothing.
Oh, maybe he's trying to dodge a dirty UA.
Is that your yellowest pee of the year?
Definitely. It's the only day I'm not drinking water all day.
Mm-hmm. And or vodka.
Well, how do you think I break the fast?
Now, this is Walchuk's offensive coordinator. I'd like to take you to Lincoln, Nebraska, where...
We got
to
get rid of this guy. This guy's a schmuck.
Here is the offensive coordinator for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, Marcus Satterfield. And listen to him.
Where was he head coach? Louisville?
Yeah, I think he did. And he wasn't very good.
Well, he's going to be demoted time and time again. Head coach, he's an OC now. Huh. He won't be coaching football in 5 years with responses like this.
Marcus, as a play caller, what's that target number for yards per play that you would aim for? That's within reason.
That's a good play. Or that's between 4 and 6. I don't know what that, I honestly don't even know what leads the country in yards per play. What would be a top yards per play?
You guys are at 5.5 right now. That's why I asked.
Yeah, that's a great question. You stopped me. I don't want to lie to you. I don't know what's leading the country, but I want it to be a little bit more than what it is now, for sure.
I mean, my goodness, dude. That is a awful, awful response. 4 yards per play, what he is suggesting, is would be second to last in the entire country right now. Mm. The 6 yards per play that he was capping himself out at would give him the 56th ranked offense on a yards per play basis. So he's like, anywhere from second to last to 56th, then I'm pretty much feeling good, even though I don't think he knew that was even a stat until that moment right there.
It's massively
they're tracking this stuff. Oh, man.
Yeah, we got to get this guy out of here. I know.
This is your program.
I'm embarrassed.
Sending NIL money to these
kids.
This
is unbelievable. Our Huskers, we deserve better than this. And Matt Rhule, I'll tell you, I know he's your buddy from Temple or wherever the hell you coached with him. And then afterwards, he graduated up. He went to Tennessee Tech. It didn't work well for him, did it? So we need to move on.
There was
on.
A Satterfield that was at Louisville, I thought.
It was. We need to move on. South Carolina is where he was at prior to Nebraska.
Oh, he's a Gamecock.
But just get the bleep out of here. I mean, honestly, I don't want him back with Dylan Raiola at all. Clearly, the quarterback is what's making him look any good. And if you're wondering who does lead it, Coach, yards per play, it's the Miami Hurricanes with 7.9. yards per play.
Getting it done.
That's your leader.
Four to doubling six. Them up.
Now that he knows what the stat is, he's fine with 4-6.
817 says, I don't think I've ever eaten a booger and I'm 35. 30-year-old male, never done it my whole life. Everybody did it two or three or four in preschool. You're a toddler running around, your diapers, you're going to eat a booger, you know? It's just common sense. Is that right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
I don't know what to make of these people's denial. Are they trolling me?
Well, I don't know that people necessarily remember themselves like specifically eating.
You don't remember every day?
But
you know? You got to go back to what? Like when are your memories reliable that you could accurately say I've never done this?
Well, in the womb.
8, 9.
Some of us have that.
12.
A total recall.
I mean, I can't even remember what I had for dinner last
but
night.
But I don't really remember the age that like it clicked in and I'm like, yeah, I can consciously remember things.
Bang.
You haven't fully exercised your right to American freedom if you haven't eaten one of your own boogers. Mm.
I think so. I think that's accurate. I'm not a commie.
Well, it's like you can pick your nose and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
No. Good point. That's a good note to end on. Big promotion coming up tomorrow at Richardson Bar and Grill, Campbell Road. We have G-Bag etched Stella Artois glasses. We have G-Bag flags. And Friday, we're going to be at B-Dubs in Grand Prairie. We're back with Joe Varden. He covers the Athletic, covers the NBA for the Athletic. We'll be talking hoop with him next year in the Nation. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app